This is a CK to Z news update.
A brand new grassroots community organization is launching this month to provide much needed help to families with newborns on Cortez Island, BC. Co-founder Yasmina Cartland explains.
This project is called the First Years Caring Collective, and it's going to be, as the name indicates, a caring collective based on volunteers, so very much like the Death Caring Collective that lots of people know about in this community. We're going to the other end and doing perinatal time. Our focus is going to be on the first year, but pregnancy all the way up to 3 years. It really started off with Jody Peters. She had a bit of an inspiration and saw a need on the island here. And there's four of us that are the founding members, Desta Beattie, Kate Archibald, Jody Peters, and myself, Yasmina. And I've spent a lot of years studying and supporting attachment between newborns and their caregivers and in children and families. So I brought that lens to the group.
The collective aims to offer support that echoes the saying, "It takes a village to raise a child."
Jody just could see that need. And I think this is true potentially planetary, or at least in our culture or in the West, there's a lot of people living in some isolation. We've all moved away from bigger family systems, villages, and living in more nuclear families. And that just leaves, in terms of just even the physiology of what's needed to do that well, those early times, like how high the stakes are in those early times in terms of bonding and forming this human being and their view of the world and their view of themselves, and how little support actually goes there. Sometimes when you really think about it, it can be quite shocking. So really at the heart of it is, how could we be doing this differently in this community and building community in a stronger way? And I know that often the word community get sort of thrown around. And I think we're holding community at a lot of different concentric circles that fit into each other. Hopefully, as we launch this and put the call out for volunteers and people who want to be involved in this project, it's like there's a reciprocity of bringing people together, getting more able to ask for support, more comfortable, especially as mothers and parents in general. I think there's a little bit of this idea in our culture here in the West that you should just know how to do this and you should make it look good. And if it doesn't come to you naturally, there's something really wrong. And there's not much room for it to be hard or overwhelming, which it kind of by its own nature is.
Could I ask you what sorts of things the collective would provide as services?
There's a functional, practical component that we want to offer. And again, this comes back to this understanding, which is at the heart of the collective, really, that families need support to be in their nests and doing this bonding dance with one another. And the practical life stuff, just really, it would be so great if other people could take care of that. So light housekeeping, coming in and just doing some laundry, support with meals. And that could be setting up the meal train service that so many people use on this island and making sure it's working well and following through on that. Or it could be errands and grocery shopping, picking things up for folks. It could be splitting and stacking some firewood, just whatever is going to practically help. And people tend to leave here to have their babies and then come home again. So we were hoping to provide getting the house ready for the folks to come home to, if that's needed.
Besides the logistical day-to-day help, the four founders have also recognized the need for social connection as a crucial piece of a healthy family foundation.
Our mandate is to be looking for and to reduce the risk and the occurrence of postpartum depression as well. So we know that we're social mammals. And so part of it is just people coming in, because it is such a concentrated time. It's such high intensity. So sometimes we forget to look up. We're just like looking down at our babies. We forget to look at the horizon. And to engage on a social level can feel at times truly life-saving for some people. Going on a walk with somebody, having a tea with somebody. And our hope is that there may be some volunteers that are interested from an older generation that have their own wisdom to provide, that may not be living close to their own grandchildren or their own families and have some time and want to come forward and connect with some young families. Sometimes that could look like baby holding, so that parents could have a restful moment for themselves, you know, maybe just take five or have a stretch or look at each other, you know, something like that. So yeah, baby holding or connection with older children, older siblings in the family.
They are planning to offer gift baskets for the arrival of a newborn.
What we're putting together with some great and generous support in the community is some welcome baskets, you know, just a little something to be like, hi, we're thinking about you. So a basket coming, I think, from Nazuri, from Jenny, and some lovely baby welcoming things like a nourishing tea. And we're hoping for some gift certificates to some of the stores on the island, a list of volunteers who've maybe had a certain thing that they've had to face with their newborn, and you could get in touch with them. So we're really looking at sort of a grassroots level, peer supported on the island. What's here locally? What are gifts? What are some challenges people are meeting? So that kind of localism going on. And then also a comprehensive list of professionals here on the island and then in the larger area that's just easy to access. Because one thing we know for sure when you have a newborn at home is you don't have that much time doing anything except really doing Babyland. So that'll be part of the baby basket as well. And then just how to connect with this caring collective and access the services that we're offering on the island. And like I said before, we're really concentrating on what some people refer to as the fourth trimester. So that's the 3 months postpartum as a really important time, but also prenatally, people could get support from this collective, and then all the way up to 3 years. So there's a big range. And then over time, we're hoping to also bring educational pieces like baby massage class or just a Babes in Arms time to parents to get together. And maybe there's a little speaker for a short time about something specific in that time of development. So that's another piece that we're hoping will grow itself as we grow.
The project began with a seed grant in 2021 from the Microgrants for Neighbors program.
Jody got a little micro grant to start, and the original piece that happened was her doing some interviews. So she put a call out to the community, to families, just asking those basic questions. How was it for you to have a newborn here, to be a new family here? What's lacking? What's working? And she had some really in-depth, comprehensive interviews with folks, and a great richness came out of that. So that's how it started, was an interview project to feel into the need in the community. And that came through that micro grant. And now we're just working with donations, people who want to put themselves behind this project.
The first year's Caring Collective project is launching on Wednesday, May 25th, with an open house from 2 to 5 p.m. in the courtyard of the Cortez Natural Food Co-op. There will be tea, snacks, and an explanation of the services available through the collective, as well as an ask for volunteer support from the community. The collective can also be reached via email, which is firstyears@cortezhealth.ca.
If we're really going to do this well with the newest members of our community, of our planet, how do we want to do that in a way more balanced, well-rounded way? For me personally, that's community in action, where we really not just give sort of lip service to it, but show up for important times and help each other out where we're able to with whatever skill we have.
You've been listening to an interview with Yasmina Cartland, co-founder of First Years Caring Collective on Cortez Island, BC. For CKTZ News, this is Anastasia Avakumova.
CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.